Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Goetz presents several examples and portions from the Bible that illustrate the matter of fearing God.
You know, in the last few weeks, we've been fellowshipping about having a normal, proper, and healthy fear of God. And we've fellowshipped this from several angles. And while this subject may seem to be kind of a heavy subject, I hope that we will just eat and enjoy, open up ourselves, and allow the Lord's Word to operate in us, that this Word would create in us a normal fear of God, that we could be normal in this respect. We know that in the age today, there is no one that fears God. In Romans chapter 3, there's a verse that says, "And there is no fear of God before their eyes." It means they have become so fallen, they become so low, that they don't even have any fear of God at all. They're able to do anything, and they're able to say anything or do anything without any kind of feeling whatsoever. So the purpose of these podcasts is to educate us in a particular way so that we would know the Lord a little more deeply, and that we would also fear him in a proper way. I believe this kind of fellowship is very healthy, and I believe it's also very much needed among young people in the world today. Today, we want to cover some examples in the Bible of a normal, healthy, and proper fear of God. You know, the fear of God comes from the knowledge of God. In Isaiah 11, we mentioned this earlier, it tells us that the Lord, who came as the sprout out of the stump of Jesse, that he delighted in the fear of Jehovah. And we saw that no human being feared God as much as the Lord Jesus did. Of course, he is the top pattern of one who feared God. He lived every day before the Father. He lived the Father. He ate the Father. He spoke and did the Father's will. He didn't seek his own glory or do his own will. He didn't do his own work. He was absolutely one with the Father. The fear of God is something that should prevent us from falling into all kinds of improper, immoral, sinful things. As a normal human being, we should have this. We should have this in our being. This should be something that we express. While others can do so many things, we cannot do it. While others can go here or go there, we cannot do that. While others may participate in different kinds of immorality, fornication, homosexuality, sinful things, evil things, we could not because we fear God. And the Bible is full of examples of this and teaching about this, and I'd like to mention a few. The first one that I'd like to mention is related to David. David was a young man who loved the Lord, who was very precious to the Lord. He was a shepherd of his father's flock, and that qualified him to be a shepherd of God's flock. And you know, after Samuel anointed him to be king, there was a long period of time when King Saul, who was the king at that time, became his enemy and was seeking to kill him. And you might feel that, you know, according to the laws today, that we have the right to defend ourselves, and that David would be very justified in killing Saul before Saul could kill him first. But David was afraid. He was fearful to touch God's anointed. In 1 Samuel 24, we have an account where David was in a cave, and Saul came into the same cave and was sleeping there. And David rose up, and he cut off the corner of Saul's cloak without being noticed. This is in 1 Samuel 24, verses 4 through 6. And it says, "But afterward David's heart smote him, because he had cut off a corner of Saul's cloak. And he said to his men, 'Jehovah forbid that I should do such a thing to my Lord, Jehovah's anointed, as stretch out my hand against him, for he is Jehovah's anointed.'" David had a certain amount of respect and honor and fear of God that he would not touch the Lord's anointed, no matter how evil was this anointed one, no matter how he behaved or how he conducted himself, David couldn't touch him. Two chapters later, in 1 Samuel 26, verses 9 and 10, another time it happened where Saul was right there, and Abishai, who was one of David's mighty men, said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand today. Now, therefore, let me strike him with the spear, even to the ground with one stroke, and I will not do it twice." That means I won't do it with a lot of emotion. Verse 9, "But David said to Abishai, 'Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against Jehovah's anointed and be guiltless?'" You know, the third count is in 2 Samuel 1, when a young Amalekite man came to David to report to David that Saul had died in battle. And when he came, he thought he was bringing David good news because everyone knew that Saul wanted to kill David. And he came with this great news to David, and he explained to David how Saul had been wounded and that Saul had asked him to kill him. And so he did. And then David said to him in verse 14, he said, "How is it that you were not afraid to stretch out your hand to destroy Jehovah's anointed?" You see, David, in his relationship, in God's administration, was something that the fear of God controlled him. I wonder if we, in the same way, understand that God has an administration on the earth today, and that we should fear the Lord, that we would not touch the Lord's anointed ones, the ones that have been placed by him over us in our society, in our schools, in our homes, in the church. The fear of God controlled him. And you know, there's also some New Testament account where there was a couple who came to the apostles and pretended to sell their property and offer it all to the Lord. What they did is they pretended to be more consecrated than they actually were. And so Peter asked them, "Did you actually sell your property for this much?" And they said, "Yes, for this much." But actually what they had done is they had sold it for more and had held back some amount for themselves. So they were pretending to be more consecrated than they were. And so what happened is they died. They died right at the feet of the apostles. First the husband, and then the wife came in a few hours later, not knowing that her husband had died, and she told the same lie to the brothers, and they said to them, "You have not lied to men, but you've lied to the Holy Spirit." And she fell down and expired as well. The last verse in that section, Acts chapter 5, verse 11, says, "And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all those who heard these things." You see, God is real, and he is one who is administrating the church and over the church. And sometimes he has to come in a governmental way to deal with us. Paul, in 1 Corinthians, he warns of this. He warned in 1 Corinthians 11 that if you come to the Lord's table and you don't discern the body and you don't examine yourself and you partake of the Lord's table in an unworthy manner, it says, "Because of this, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we discerned ourselves, we would not be judged. But being judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, that we may not be condemned with the world." You see, what Paul was telling them is that if we practice the church life in a loose way, we're divisive, we don't discern the body, or if we're those that we don't examine ourselves, we come to the Lord's table and we participate having been sinful or things between us and the Lord, that we could bring judgment upon ourselves, that many among us are weak, physically, some are sick, and a number sleep. You see, all of this tells us that on the earth today, first of all, we have to realize that there is a God. Not only that, in his church, he's the administrator. He's the head of the body. And sometimes he has to deal with us to discipline us so that we could learn some lessons and learn to fear him. I also would like to remind you of a few other verses in the New Testament that tell us, do not judge, or else we'll be judged. In the same manner that we judge others, we'll be judged ourselves. It tells us how we measure will be measured. It tells us if we don't forgive others, we will not be forgiven by our Father. All of these should instill in us a normal, proper, healthy fear of God. You know, as those who love him, as those who diligently seek him, we should be exercised very much before the Lord to not allow any sinful thing to remain, that we would deal in the Lord's light concerning any matter so that we would not be guilty before him. May we all be exercised in such a way to love him, pursue him, gain him, and most of all, to be right with him. That's all for today. Please visit our website at ageturners.com, or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.